welcome. This is God Is In This, the podcast ministry of Bethany First Church, United Church of Christ in Bethany, Connecticut. For more than 270 years, our congregation has gathered in covenant to worship, grow, and serve, grounded in faith and open to the Spirit's movement in our time. As an open and affirming church, we believe every person is created in the image of God and fully welcomed here. Across every race, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, ability, and background. Each episode features a Sunday sermon from our pastor, the Reverend Jonathan Paradis, or from a guest preacher. A message rooted in scripture, shaped by justice and alive to the questions of today. Whether you're walking the dog, commuting to work, folding laundry, or simply pausing for a breath, we're grateful you've chosen to spend this time with us. Here at Bethany First Church, we believe God shows up, not only in the sanctuary, but in the struggle, in the doubt, in the joy, and in the everyday. So wherever you are and however you're listening, welcome. This is God Is In This.
God of presence and truth, as we sit with your word, open us. Open our ears to hear what is often hidden. Open our hearts to receive what we may resist. Open our lives to be transformed by your grace. Speak to us through this ancient story, that we may hear your living voice asking even now, where are you? Amen. Last week we began our summer series, God Is In This, by returning to the opening words of Genesis. In the beginning, God. We reflected on the God who brings light out of chaos, life out of emptiness, and speaks order into the disordered places of our lives. From the very start, God has been intimately involved in creation, not distant, but present, active, loving, and intentional. This week, we follow the story a little further, into the moment traditionally known as the fall. But instead of focusing on shame, blame, or separation, let's listen for the voice of God, a voice that still calls out in love, a voice that asks, where are you? Because even in hiding, even in heartbreak, even when we feel far from the garden's peace, we are not forgotten. God is present even in our brokenness. Each message in this series carries a deeper truth, that God doesn't abandon us, that the Holy Spirit is not confined to ancient stories, but is found in our own story too, in doubts, in our hopes, our griefs, and our joys. God is in this, and that's what matters. What good is it to know that God was there at creation if we can't recognize God in our own struggle? What comfort is it that God delivered Israel from exile if we don't trust that God is near in our anxiety, our losses, our waiting? This story, Genesis 3, reminds us God is not only present in beautiful things, but in the painful middles. And if God is there in the beginning and is here in the brokenness, then we can trust God will be there in what comes next. Today, we revisit one of those misunderstood passages in Scripture, Genesis 3, often titled The Fall. This is a story that has been interpreted as the moment humanity lost everything. Lost paradise, lost innocence, lost closeness to God. If you are into literature or poetry or theater, Paradise Lost by John Milton probably rings a bell. We know this story well, but what if the story isn't really about loss or blame or shame? What if it's about presence? What if it's not the moment God turned away, but the moment God came even closer? So let's set the scene. Genesis is not a history book in the modern sense. It's a sacred story passed down orally, likely shaped and recorded during a time of deep national trauma, usually the Babylonian exile, a time when people of Israel were far from home, far from the temple, far from what they believed life with God was supposed to be, and they needed a story, not just to explain how things went wrong, but to affirm that even in exile, they were not abandoned. This is our story too, whether it's a personal exile of grief after a diagnosis, the collapse of a relationship, or the slow wear of burnout. Or it's a communal one, the generational trauma of racism, the forced displacement of refugees, the longing for peace in a violent world. We all know what it feels like to live east of Eden. In Genesis 3, God asks, "Where are you?" It is not a voice of an angry parent. It's not the wrath of a disappointed ruler. It's the voice of love, still seeking us after the hiding, after the shame, after the breaking. God doesn't storm in with condemnation. God walks, God calls, God clothes. Even though Adam and Eve leave the garden, God goes with them. That's the grace we often miss. Genesis 3 isn't the end. It's the beginning of a long, winding story of divine pursuit. And it's this season's theme. God is in this. Help us to hear that truth. From the garden to the wilderness, from silence to flame, from exile to return, God is not far off. That truth matters, especially today, because today we also honor two sacred chapters of our wider story, chapters marked by deep human brokenness and a divine presence. On Juneteenth, we remember the delayed freedom of enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, told that they were free 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. We remember the sin of slavery, and we remember the dignity, faith, and resilience of those who bore God's image, even when the world they lived in refused to see it. Denying the image of God in anyone for any reason is a sin. And although Juneteenth marks freedom, it was not the end of injustice. New systems of oppression emerged. They were legalized, they were institutionalized, and spread across this nation. Juneteenth is not the end of the story, but God is still there, in the groans, in the chains, in the songs of hope. And God is still here, calling us towards the work of reparation and liberation. And on World Refugee Day, we remember the millions displaced by war, persecution, disaster, and poverty. These are not others. These are us. Our own stories are shaped by migration, ancient ancestors who crossed borders, some in hope, some in desperation, some in a chance of freedom, others as a punishment, others against their will. Our faith is full of refugee stories. Abraham leaving home, Hagar fleeing into the desert, Ruth crossing into new territory, Jesus himself fleeing violence with his parents. And throughout every journey, God was present, asking, "Where are you?" and saying, "Can I walk with you?" But these aren't just the stories of the past, they mirror our present. This week, we grieve another heartbreak as violence has escalated between the U.S. and Israel against Iran. We are not political analysts, but we are people of faith. And we believe every person bears God's image. So we mourn for the innocent, those in Israel, in Iran, in Gaza, across the Middle East, our service members, and those now that have been and will become collateral damage. Some of you among us have seen war firsthand, and it's not a place for the vulnerable. We grieve for the children raised on sirens, the parents burying their children, the communities weighed by fear. War is not God's will. Retribution is not redemption. Violence is not the way to peace. If God called out in the garden, "Where are you?" then surely God is calling now, where are we? As people of conscience, as followers of the one called Prince of Peace, we lift prayers for true peace, not the silence of fear, but the presence of justice, safety, and dignity. We commit again to stand with the suffering and pray for the peacemakers, to reject the lie that any person is disposable, because God is in this too, not in the bombs, but in the sheltering, the healing, and the mercy exchanged between strangers. So Bethany First Church, how do we respond to a God who refuses to abandon us? We begin by telling the truth about brokenness, about fear, about our hiding, and then we stop hiding. We stop blaming. We stop pretending that separation is the end. And we start listening for the voice that still walks in the garden. We start joining God in the work of restoration, offering shelter, offering hope, offering peace. Because if God is in the fall, God is in the redemption. If God is in the exile, then God is in the return. If God is in our brokenness, God is most certainly in our healing. This week, I invite you to reflect. Where in your life do you feel outside the garden? Where are you hiding? What wounds make you believe you are far from God? These are not comfortable places, but even there, especially there, God is still asking, where are you? Not because God doesn't know you, but because you need to remember that you are seen, you are wanted, and your story isn't over, and it's not beyond yourself. Who in your community, in our nation, or around the world is crying out from the margins, wondering if they're alone? How might you join God in walking towards them? Here's the conclusion. God is in this. God is in the garden and in the wilderness. God is in our weeping and in our rising. God is in our brokenness, and God is calling us towards healing. May we answer honestly, even in the places of pain and shame. May we live with courage, even when it's easier to look away. May we trust that the story is not over, even when we feel like it is. And may we follow the one who walks with us, even when we believe we've been forgotten. God calls you, God invites you, and God walks with you. May it be so.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon from Bethany First Church. If you're nearby, we'd love to welcome you in person. Worship is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. right here at 511 Amity Road in Bethany, Connecticut. To learn more about our ministries, upcoming events, or ways to support our mission, visit bethanyfirstchurch.org or follow us on social media at Bethany First Church. We're so glad you joined us, and we hope something in this message stays with you. Until next time, may you walk with courage, live with compassion, and always remember, God is in this.